I'm Jason Brown with Lapping Ferret Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra news. Well, today, April 1st, 2026, no joke, Inyo Mono Council for the Arts is launching their ticket and camping sales for the 34th annual Mill Pond Music Festival. We are only taking phone orders starting at 8 a.m. We will not be taking voicemail orders or calls for ticket sales before 8 a.m. on April 1st, 2026. So for those of you listening at the 7 a.m., you'll just have to wait. Please call for best chance to get your preferred camping spots and cheapest ticket prices. Ticket and membership prices will be slightly higher this year compared to last year due to increased costs. We did that across all sections to keep it fair for all. Our festival prices are still very low compared to other festivals, so purchase early. Don't miss out on this early bird deal. More announcements to follow. You can place your orders by calling 760-873-8014. Online ticket sales to be announced. Congressman Kevin Kiley released the following statement regarding President Trump's executive order on mail-in ballots. There are a number of common sense reforms to improve our elections in California that would make the process smoother and promote trust. However, an executive order purporting to set nationwide election policy is not the answer, especially one that is unworkable and that would likely disenfranchise qualified voters. The Constitution assigns the federal role in elections policy to Congress, not the executive branch, with the administration and elections otherwise a matter for the states. While I have little doubts this order will be struck down by the courts, I'm also urging Congress to pass a common sense voter ID law so we can put this issue behind us and join the vast majority of democracies around the world. Senator Marie Alvarado Gill has introduced SB 1234, Leo's Law, a bipartisan measure that will require fentanyl testing on all court-ordered drug panels before a child is reunified with a parent or guardian in the child welfare system. The bill was introduced on behalf of Angel's father, Jacob Tao, father of three-year-old Leonardo Leo Tao. Leo Tao, born in Jackson, California, died tragically in June of 2024 in Oklahoma from an accidental fentanyl poisoning after being exposed to the drug while in the care of his mother. The Oklahoma Department of Health Human Services had a child welfare case open due to prior drug concerns in the family. Unfortunately, standard testing for drug use does not include fentanyl. The medical examiner ruled the death accidental. Mr. Tao has made it his mission to tell his very personal story in hopes of saving the lives of other children whose family members may struggle with addiction. The state of Oklahoma House of Representatives passed Leo's Law, House Bill 4421, on March 26, 2026, by an overwhelmingly 91-3 bipartisan vote with a standing ovation following the fentanyl poisoning death of three-year-old Leo Tao. It now awaits assignment to a Senate committee for further hearings and consideration before a potential floor vote in California. California is following Oklahoma's lead with an urgent, compassionate solution to a deadly gap in our own system designed to protect children during family reunification, said Senator Alvarado Gill. SB 1234 demonstrates a strong bipartisan initiative to protect children from deadly fentanyl exposure. We cannot allow another life to be lost when we have families grieving the loss of children in our state and across the nation. The drug testing panel already exists. Adding fentanyl to the list is a net positive for every life saved and family reunited. Senator Alvarado Gill added SB 1234, Leo's Law, is a bill authored in loving memory of a superhero who loved Spider-Man. Leo will forever be 3 years old to our hometown community of Jackson in Amador County, where Leo was born. Co-author Senator Tom Umberg stated, fentanyl continues to devastate families and communities across California, and we have a responsibility to ensure our laws reflect the reality. Leo's Law builds on the crucial and critical foundation of Alexandra's Law, which so many of us fought hard to pass to combat the fentanyl crisis. This legislation is an important step forward in holding systems accountable and protecting our most vulnerable by strengthening safeguards for children in dependency proceedings and recognizing the serious risk fentanyl possesses. Jacob Tao, sponsor of the bill, expressed his gratitude. I am deeply thankful to Senator Marie Alvarado Gill for her strong leadership as author of SB 1234, Leo's Law, as California prepares to take the critical step. I know my son Leo's memory is being honored in a way that can prevent other families from enduring this heartbreak. There's more to this story, and it can be found online at sierrawave.net or on Facebook and Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, we're also on X. I'm Jason Brown, bringing today's news. For 30 years now, since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.